Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Thank you.
Checking in this morning on the Big Show Star Phone, a lovely young lady from the westerly section of Staten Island. She made it into the top seven of American Idol. Please welcome Julia Gargano back to the show. Hello,
Woo,
Julia.
One of our all-time favorites.
Good morning. Good morning.
I loved it when you...
So I'd love to be back.
I loved it when you told the judges, "I'm annoyingly proud to be from Staten Island." One of my great line, great line.
Adorable.
So when we last checked in with you, I was shocked.
Right.
Because we knew right away that you weren't going to be other than the top seven,
right.
You weren't going to be the American Idol. But that didn't seem to bother you too much at the time. Now that you've had a chance to let it soak in, you still feel the same?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, and it's really funny, honestly, like, because when you get eliminated, you're in the same place you were before, you know?
Right.
It's a lot like, we don't have to get on a plane and, like, fly back to New York and leave everybody. Like, we're literally just like...
The only problem is your little square on TV has an X over it or whatever they did.
Oh, no, they put it in the kitchen.
They make it a shadow, right? You didn't have to watch the rest of the thing.
I know. I mean, towards the end... I was, and a lot of contestants felt this way. It was getting a little hard to juggle, which I, you know, that's showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
sure.
The at-home thing. So I kind of went into that night, like, no matter what happens, there's going to be a ginormous celebration on my end. Because, like, it was just a cool, even if I got eliminated in the finale, like, that's the place I want to be eliminated. I was like,
right.
And whoever wins, like, we all just, like, we're having such a hard time. So we still celebrated so hard. Because at that point, we're all so super close. And, like, whoever wins, like, that.
And America
so
knows
awesome.
Who you are now. You know, that's the thing, and that's what's so great.
Have you had your first going through the airport recognition, or someone that just saw you running around, even with your mask on?
She hardly leaves her house.
I know it.
I was like, I'm stuck here. I haven't gotten on an airplane yet, but I have, like, gone to the park, and people in Staten Island are super excited. I've seen a lot of, like, young girls. It's so weird to see them, like, shy away and, like, not be able to look into my eyes. And I'm like, are you kidding? it's really interesting.
You know, what are you kidding? I was only number seven. Come on, kid.
Yeah, let me. It's fine.
Exactly.
Well,
number one.
Now, I know you've been holed up at the College of St. Rose. They're letting you use the studio there, right?
Yes, that was awesome because, I mean, after Idol, like, I felt a lot of pressure to keep my career going upwards, you know?
Sure, really, of course.
Yeah, I didn't want to plateau, and I was kind of worried because where can I record? I can't go to the studio. And a lot of the students at St. Rose kind of got the end of their year cut short, you know? There's a lot of projects you get to do as a senior. So I think it was a cool way for St. Rose to get the ball rolling of starting to get seniors that weren't really, you who missed out on that opportunity to record a lot. So, yeah, they just let us. We were only four people. We were being safe. They let us go use the studio. And I have three new songs coming out this summer.
Oh, how wonderful.
We're talking to Julia Gargano, who just graduated from the College of St. Rose, which is in Albany. And she went back to work on her album. Now, are these finished songs or are these demos?
The one that's being released mid-July is very close to being done. Perfect enough time for me to listen to it over and over again, and then by the time it comes out,
you're right.
That's how I work. So only one of them is close to finish, but the other two are tracked and just ready. I just got to work on them.
Right.
That's so great.
Is Growing Pains going to be one of your songs?
Well, that one's actually out.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. But when you get around to doing your album, I'm sure it'll be on there.
Oh, heck yeah. That song is my claim to fame. I can't throw that out. I can't hate that one ever.
I love Brandi Carlile, and I love that you did her song during Hollywood Week. Are you going to be doing now? Is most of this album going to be all original songs?
Oh yes, all originals.
Great,
100%. Yeah, okay. That honestly, Brandi Carlile is like the actual like love of my life. I worship that woman. And then she's another one
doing an online where you buy tickets for an online concert.
Yeah, if you look in the comments of that in that Instagram post of her asking which album to play, she looks like the loser.
Now let me ask you a question on this. What is the behind the scenes? Does any of the judges they reached out to you, or is it you're just dead to them now?
Oh, geez, that's nice, Scott.
I mean, we really didn't talk to them. Even when the show was going on, it was kind of just like only when we were being judged and only when we performed. But Katy Perry. She followed me after I was eliminated, which was really cool.
That's good.
Yes, and it was. I almost like had a heart attack. The judges don't have to do that, and they normally don't. So I was really. That was really cool for her to want to like stay updated on my career.
That's wonderful.
That's fantastic. Now,
work to keep in touch with her in any way that you can, and with us.
That's a good connection.
Have you thought about future talking to Julia from American Idol? Have you thought at all about doing any public gigs as soon as things clean up a little bit?
That is something that I just am itching to do. I mean, I haven't gigged in a long time because of American Idol, like let alone COVID. I know I've had a couple friends on Idol in past seasons, and they always said like the first gig after Idol is so much fun because you're going to have a bigger crowd than you normally do. And it's just going to, there's going to be so much energy. And I hope soon I get to ride that wave before I'm, American Idol contestant number 7.
The reason I bring it up because you really have this magnetic personality, and I think that you're really going to be good when you get get a little more experience under your belt and all that. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, gigging has always been one of my favorite things to do, so I'm just itching to get back out there.
Good.
All right, Julia, thanks for getting up. I can tell you just woke up a little while ago.
I love it. It sounds cute, the voice.
Well, you know my voice. My voice is like this at 8 p.m. at night.
That's true. She said she was like that when she was 4.
Who's that little 5-year-old girl? Sounds like she's 30.
I love
it. Julia, we love you, and you have a bright future, and I'm sure we'll see you at a concert soon.
Oh, heck yeah. Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you, Julia.
You're adorable.
CBS FM 7:30.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.